What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Rat.
Okay. Do you all have chipmunks or ground squirrels around here?
We have ground squirrels.
Well, now, what do they look like?
Well, they look more like a rat than most anything else.
Are they these little tiny things that have...
Well, they have old bushy tails, you know.
Uh-huh.
Old hair, old fuzzy tails, I call them. Doggone rat has a slick tail.
Well, what color are the ground squirrels, Mr.?
They're kind of gray looking.
Kind of gray?
Yes.
What's the little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Polecat.
Now, if you heard that called anything, says?
Polecat. Skunk.
Okay. And are those the same thing?
Yes.
Have you ever heard that called a civet cat? Somebody in, I guess.
Well, now I believe I have to, but you know, it's...
Sometime back.
Been some time back since I called it city cats.
Uh-huh.
Hear them call it city cats.
Okay. Now, I'll ask you again, do you remember what your grandparents called these things? Were they called skunks or polecats or what?
Called them polecats is all I've ever heard.
Okay.
My grandmother and granddaddy called them polecats.
What do you call a little creature that's about as big around as my fist and it just hops along the ground? Some of these things live near the water. Sometimes you can hear
frogs?
Yeah. What would you call one that lives on the land?
Toad frog.
Okay. And how about the one that lives in the water?
Spring frog.
Okay. Now, how big are the spring frogs?
Well, they don't get so big.
Are they those little
bitty ones?
Uh-huh.
You know, and long legs and jump.
Right.
Green.
Well, now what about little frogs that live up in trees?
That's rain frogs.
Okay. So those are different from spring frogs. Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait when they go fishing?
Branch worms.
What?
Branch worms
okay.
is what most people call them.
And can you think of any other kind of worms?
Mealworms.
Now, what do they look like?
They look like a maggot.
Little?
Yes, a little long thing. Looks like a maggot.
Well, now, can you fish with those?
Yes, ma'am. They're good fish bait.
Okay. Well, what about great big worms?
That's an old earthworm, I call them.
Okay. Now, can you think of any other kind of worms that people use for bait?
Golden grubs.
Okay. And how big are they?
They don't get more than about that big.
Uh-huh.
And about that long.
Oh, well, that's not too bad then. Those big ones I don't like. Okay, about an inch long?
Just about an inch long.
Think of any others?
That's all.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime? You can see it at night flashing on and off.
Oh, that's a lightning bug.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings and it flies around over ponds or lakes?
Skeeter hogs.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud? And some people say it doesn't stick.
Dirt dauber.
Okay, say it again.
Dirt dauber.
What do you call nuts that grow underneath the ground?
Well, peanuts.
Okay. Think of any others?
Chufas.
Okay. Now, are chufas different from peanuts?
Yes, ma'am. What's and they used to be... I can't think of the name of it, but anyway, I know what it is, but...
You mean it's another kind of
yes.
nut like a peanut?
Yes.
It
tasted more like a pea than anything else. But I can't think of what the name of it is, no.
Was it a big one or a little one?
Well, it'll grow about that big, you know.
Uh-huh. I don't know if it was at all.
I can't think what it was. What did you call anything?